I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. Supporters of a plan to allow for recreational marijuana use in New Jersey pushing for the issue to be voted on Monday in the state legislature. An informal head count suggests they may be a few votes shy in the Assembly and Senate. The package allows for a tax by the ounce across the state with additional levies by local municipalities to come. The measure would clear prior criminal marijuana violations if they were minor and pave the way to make medical marijuana easier to get. Due to a recent court order in response to media requests, the first search warrants for Michael Cohen's three email accounts were made public. The FBI first obtained the warrants for the president's former personal lawyer just a few months after he was sworn into office. Well, March Madness gets underway tonight, Temple to play, and also Villanova in the future. Now, a recent survey finds it can be quite a work distraction, but that the good may actually outweigh the bad. The Robert Half Company poll finds 72% of senior managers say March Madness is a morale booster, and many companies plan activities based on the tournament. And, of course, all about sports. Phil Martelli out as head coach of St. Joe's, and Temple begins NCAA playoffs tonight. Let's check your CBS3 eyewitness forecast and find it sunny and a bit warmer today with a high of 50. Clear and cold tonight, low 34. And tomorrow, spring starts at 5:58 p.m. Partly cloudy and a seasonable start to spring, the high of 55. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.